Well, when it comes to the sale of dairy, about 85% of our market is domestic. That means almost 16% now is on the export front, and that's quite a rise from the 6-7% we used to see in the past. Because of that, I spent some time with dairy economist Mark Stevenson talking about dairy exports, their potential, and what they mean to Wisconsin dairy producers. First question I stressed was the fact that the exports of dairy products have been very strong, and I asked him where really are the key areas where we're moving more product.
Exports were something that we didn't really think too much about in this country. In fact, a decade ago, exports accounted for about the same volume of dairy products as imports did. It was a wash. But in 2005, 6, 7, we really started to have some circumstances that let exports grow. The dollar became weaker, so it makes our products look cheaper to other countries that would want to buy them. We had some problems in other exporting countries like the European Union and Oceania. And lo and behold, the U.S. found itself exporting dairy products. Today, we're the third largest exporting country in the world.
Now, I asked Stevenson what really turned this around. Obviously, we always wanted to move more product abroad, but was it simply a case of economics?
You know, we have looked at and wanted to think about exports, but quite honestly, a little more than a decade ago, world prices were considerably below our domestic prices. So, you know, you could say, sure, we'd like to sell overseas, but why? Why would we want to sell at a majorly discounted price? But what happened is that the world prices came up to meet ours, and so all of a sudden it became attractive to us, and now it's a major destination.
And I asked Stevenson, what are we selling when it comes to dairy products, and to whom?
For us here in Wisconsin, one of the things that is very important is whey powder, a co-product of the cheese manufacturing industry, and increasingly we're exporting cheese. We're certainly not left out of exports here in Wisconsin because we're in the middle of the country, not close to a port. We are selling a fair amount of dairy products overseas.
Now, Stevenson said, though, for that percentage to grow, we need to do a better job of exporting what the world market wants, and he says we've been making that transition.
They are indeed, and for us in this country, we would consider a 40-pound block of cheddar cheese, yellow in color, to be the product that we think of as a standard. The world doesn't. They would think of Gouda as being the cheese that they were expecting. They would not expect to have additional coloring added to it, so it's a different product that we need to make.
And Stevenson concluded by saying that it's important now that we continue to grow this export market because it really is part of our dairy business.
We'd be in real trouble if we didn't have it. We're currently exporting more than 15% of our milk production in dairy products overseas. So if that stopped tomorrow, we would have a flood of dairy products in our domestic markets, which isn't going to happen. We're becoming a very consistent and much more knowledgeable world exporter.
The business of exports, providing some big business for U.S. dairy producers. My thanks to UW Dairy Economist Mark Stevenson for this Ag Focus here on 1360 97.5 WTAQ.